An era officially came to an end in the nation's capital today. Well, almost. After months of speculation, Jack Valenti, the president and CEO of the Motion Picture Association of America, announced his successor, even as he introduced Dan Glickman as the movie industry's new chief lobbyist. Valenti acknowledged that he'll be sticking around for a while. NPR's Neda Ulubi reports.
The announcement was made in a gilded salon in a gracious Washington hotel. It was like a scene from an old movie, with Jack Valenti as star.
I know a lot of you have been saying, when is that old sumbitch going to leave? Well...
For the past 38 years, Valenti has led the MPAA, and he won't be riding off into the sunset anytime soon. Even after Dan Glickman takes over on September 1st, Valenti says he'll still oversee the rating system he created back in 1968. Since then, Valenti has become one of Washington's most colorful lobbyists, charming politicians and celebrities alike. Peter Bart edits the Hollywood trade paper, Variety.
No one will be as effective as Valenti for a whole bunch of reasons. For one thing, when Jack Valenti headed the Movie Association, there was a great unity. All the film companies basically had the same agenda. Today, the entertainment industry consists of a group of multinational corporations. I mean, these companies compete ferociously against each other. I wouldn't like his job.
But Dan Glickman has experience dealing with international corporations. He served as Secretary of Agriculture under Bill Clinton and helped negotiate trade agreements. He's also a former congressman from Kansas with friends in both parties. At today's press conference, Glickman said his biggest challenge will be carrying on Valenti's battle against piracy.
Piracy and protecting the intellectual property rights of creative works has got to be the number one issue. Both at home and overseas.
Glickman's most obvious connection to the movie industry comes from his son, Jonathan, a Hollywood executive. When asked about his own favorite movies, Glickman cited his sons, E.T. and the Godfather films.
I see a lot of movies, Trading Places, Risky Business. These are kind of generational, some of these movies.
Movies have changed. Dan Glickman must not only contend with piracy, but a growing chorus of critics that questions whether the rating system is too hard on sex and too soft on violence. Neda Ulubi, NPR News, Washington.